Queensland is going to get drug testing sites for the first time. So this will allow drug users to know the ingredients of the pills they are taking. So this was announced on Friday. The state government developing protocols around how the testing will operate, searching for a provider to trial at fixed and mobile locations. So we will be the second state to approve pill testing after the ACT. Dr. Gino Vumbaka is from Pill Testing Australia. He runs the testing program in Canberra. Gino, good morning.
Good morning. It's not doctor, though, just to clarify that from the start.
Oh, sorry. Did I just bumped you up and gave you a promotion? Gosh.
I appreciate the PhD, but that hasn't been earned, so I can't take it.
All right, better wind it back, giving accuracy really matters in the subject that we're talking about. Well, give us the kind of the details of Pill Testing Australia. What do you actually do?
So what we did, we ran the first couple of trials in Canberra at Grooving the Move Festival. So basically we set up a service in the medical precinct where patrons could come, and if they're going to consume a drug of any sort at the festival, they come and talk to us. We'd have a little sample taken of the drug they're going to use, given an analysis based with our analytical team. They'd speak to our medical staff, our counselling staff, and be armed with all the information they need about whether or not they were still going to proceed with taking that drug. And what we're finding at a fixed site, we now run two nights a week in Canberra, is at 20-odd percent. Up to 30% of people don't take the drug and bin it in our amnesty bin.
Wow.
And others are more careful about taking it. But the other piece of important information we give is where to get help if you need it. And particularly in an emergency situation, what to do, not to panic and to, you know, not to be worried about police or anything like that, to call an ambulance or 000 and get help immediately if something happens.
Do you know, of those 30% who decide to bin the drug, is that because something untoward is found?
Yes, you've got to remember this is a completely unregulated market. So when you go and buy it, what you generally find is that people are buying off their cousin of a friend of a neighbour. You know, so no, it's gone through many hands. No one actually knows what's in it. They're told it's ecstasy or it's whatever, methamphetamine, whatever they think they're purchasing.
Mm.
But they actually have no idea, and nor does the seller have any idea what's actually in it. So at our service, for the first time, they're actually learning this is actually what's in the substance you're about to consume. And these are the effects of these particular individual chemicals within this drug, and there are some adulterants in some cases, and generally when people bin it, there's an adulterant of some sort that can be quite toxic. And I think there's sometimes a misunderstanding about people who use drugs that they don't care about their health or life. They do care about it. You know, if they're seeking a particular experience through ecstasy or another drug, they're not going to take anything, put anything in their bodies, and if we say that can be quite dangerous, then they generally bin it.
Gino Vumbaka from Pill Testing Australia. Queensland is going to introduce pill testing sites for the first time in history. You're getting an insight into how it works in Canberra. So, Gino, can you just talk us through what kind of drugs, how do you actually test them, how long does that process take?
We have a spectrometer, and the Canberra service and the fixed site, we actually have like about $150,000 worth of equipment now that we've purchased through donations to make available. So we have some quite high-tech equipment. We only use qualified analysts via our partners at Australian National University Chemistry School, and we have qualified counsellors and health and medical staff there as well who provide it. One of the key ingredients, people always focus on the testing, like you're testing the substance. One of the key ingredients of our service is actually the interaction with people. For a lot of people who are using an illicit substance, they generally keep it fairly quiet for obvious reasons. The only information they get is maybe with their peer group, their friends, or, you know, or maybe glean something off of, you know, a website here or there, the internet somewhere. We're the first health professionals they've often talked to about their drug use, you know, and that gives them an opportunity to talk about other issues they may be having, or for some people they want to know more about, or they want to stop using drugs. What do they do if they want to stop? They want to know more about exactly what they're doing because it's hard to get quality information they want to know about for them individually, if they have other issues, like they're taking antidepressants and they have to be careful about things if they are. All those sorts of questions come up in that interaction. And that's the face-to-face interaction you have with people that is the, David Caldicott, our medical lead on this, calls a secret source of pill testing.
Mm.
That client interaction, that's key.
And how long's the pill testing site been operational in Canberra, did you say?
The fixed site has been going for about 7 months now, 6, 7 months now. We just got extended again. So it's a trial and it's being evaluated by the ANU research team independently.
Is it too soon to see in terms of figures whether pill testing has reduced injury or illness or even death in relation to drug use?
Probably. Like to see that come up in hospital emergency presentations and ambulance call-out figures, yeah, probably a bit early yet to see if there's been a dip. We would expect so. People have been kind enough who use our service to allow follow-up questionnaires, and so the researchers I know have been able to talk to them a month or two and sometimes 3 months down the track about, since they've been using the service, has their drug use changed? Are they doing things in a safer way? So I think we will get more information about that. In official data, it's only one program 2 nights a week. So we're not going to oversell that we're having this huge impact.
Yeah.
The program will reduce the level of harm. And I just want to highlight, Rebecca, if I can, just one thing about one of the things that drives us, because people often ask about motivation, this is if you talk to parents, and we work with parents who have lost kids and some at festivals and some with other drug-related harm, if you talk to them about the grief they face and they every day that they face that grief, it's pretty hard to sit there and think, oh, well, they shouldn't use drugs or they shouldn't do that. You know, you're talking about people's kids and they go to festivals and they take risks. We know sometimes, you know, kids do things that are not in their best interest or, you know, stupid sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
That is just part of growing up. And what we want to do is make sure that there's not a fatal mistake made or there's not a serious injury as a result of that. And we're just trying to keep people safe. We're not saying it's okay. We never tell people it's okay to use drugs. Our staff would never say that to anybody. Even if there's no adulterants or anything, we always point out the potential harms they could still face, because what we want to do is, for most people, is get them through this and go on to lead whatever life they want to lead.
Mm. Yeah, and I think, Gino, you would know as well as anyone that there will be lots of people in the community who are shocked and appalled at the idea of, you know, drug testing a pill, the concept of saying, well, I don't know what are the words you use if you test a substance? Do you say this is safe? Like, given that your overall message is, you know, you don't endorse drug use, what do you actually say to someone if it comes back and there's nothing immediately obvious that's going to harm a person?
Sure. But regardless of that, if someone brings and say, you know, I think this is ecstasy, and it's not, you know, extremely high potency or a level that we would be concerned about, we'd say, yes, it is. Now, these are the potential harms that come from ecstasy, regardless. Right. You know, we never say it's safe to use.
Yep.
We never say that. It's a bit like, if you can imagine, you know, like, you know, we do consume drugs legally in the community as well, alcohol, cigarettes, all those sort of things. No one's saying that it's safe to use. There are ways we try to ameliorate the harms.
Yes.
You know,
and I think
that's what we're trying to do.
I think that is a really important nuance to understand, because, I mean, this has been introduced by the state government here in Queensland, fixed and mobile sites, I understand. The state opposition, the LNP, has already said they would never support pill testing at music festivals. They say it sends the wrong message to the community. What do you say to the opposition who have already rejected this idea?
Well, I've just asked them to at least look at the evidence, talk to us about it. I mean, I do want to give a congratulations to the Queensland government and to some key personnel in Queensland Health, as well as in people in the drug and alcohol sector, the not-for-profit sector in Queensland, who have worked very hard on this as well. You know, and what they've looked at is the evidence. You know, where will this lead us? What will the outcomes be? And I understand the issue about messaging and all of that. What I'll say is that one of our ambassadors is Jen Ross King, who lost her daughter at a festival in Sydney and was part of a coronial inquiry here. And when she came to help us open up the service in Canberra, I got her to say a few words. And one of the things we often quote her now as saying is she gets tired of talking to politicians who say this gives a green light, a message of a green light to use drug use. Mm-hmm. What it does, it actually gives a red or an amber light. It says stop or pause. Come and talk to us. Learn about what you're going to do. Have a rethink about it. Talk to some people, public health experts who know about this and know what they're doing, before you take that pill, before you take that drug. And that's what we're doing. We're not sending a green light. We're just getting people better informed. And We operate under a very important public health principle. The better informed you are, the better decisions you make. And at the moment, we're expecting kids who are completely uninformed about what they're doing to make good decisions. And that's highly unlikely.
Gino, very much appreciate you sharing the Canberra experience this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.